Kofi Annan is to meet with Israel's leaders and the families of two Israeli soldiers whose abduction by Hezbollah militants sparked the 34-day conflict in Lebanon. The UN Secretary General is also to talk with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. The UN chief is urging Israeli leaders to lift their air and sea blockade of Lebanon, something Israeli officials say they will not do until UN peacekeepers can enforce an arms embargo on Hezbollah. Mr. Annan says all efforts should be made to make sure the ceasefire holds.
We don't want to go back to a situation where we can have an explosion like this in 6 months or 6 years. Let's make sure this time is for the good, and it requires both sides to cooperate.
Mr. Annan is also calling for Hezbollah to release the two Israeli soldiers. He is expected to travel to Syria and Iran, Hezbollah's two main allies, in the next few days. Earlier in the day, Mr. Annan visited a UN base in southern Lebanon that is expected to be the headquarters for the 15,000-member UN force in Lebanon. Mr. Annan took part in a memorial service for five UN peacekeepers killed by an Israeli airstrike during the fighting. European Union member states have pledged about 7,000 troops to the international force. A number of Muslim countries, including Bangladesh, Indonesia, and Malaysia, have also said they will contribute, although Israel has objected to any nations taking part that do not have diplomatic relations with the Jewish state. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.